This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Alabama to do first U.S. execution using nitrogen gas.
There are a number of ways that this could go horribly.
One day safety stand down at Boeing,
pausing production of its 737 MAX aircraft.
Capitol Hill national security bill negotiations.
The clock is ticking so loud you can hear it resonate off the marble walls.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Alabama is set to become the first state to execute a convicted killer with nitrogen gas. Pastor Jeff Hood is inmate Kenneth Smith's spiritual advisor.
This execution team has botched 3 executions in recent years. So we're talking about the most incompetent execution squad in our country.
Smith was convicted in the 1988 murder-for-hire killing of Elizabeth Sennett.
I'm Peter King. Elizabeth Sennett's son Mike says Kenneth Smith has never apologized to him or his brother, and that Smith has been in prison for twice as long as he knew his mom. His brother Chuck says Smith has to pay for what he's done. When he hears about Smith's possible suffering during the execution, he says, quote, "He didn't ask Mama how to suffer. They just did it."
Boeing CEO spends a second day on Capitol Hill meeting with lawmakers as the company addresses safety issues. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
Boeing ordered a safety stand down on Thursday, pausing production of its 737 MAX aircraft at its Washington facility near Seattle. This comes more than 3 weeks after a door panel of a 737 MAX 9 blew off during an Alaskan Airlines flight over Oregon. The airline says an inspection afterwards found loose bolts on many of its Boeing MAX 9s.
Alaska Airlines tells CBS its first 737 MAX 9 passenger flight is expected to happen tomorrow afternoon. United anticipates scheduled service resuming Sunday. Former President Trump was on and off the witness stand in a New York courtroom in less than 3 minutes today in the defamation damages case of writer E. Jean Carroll. CBS's Errol Barnett says of Trump's testimony,
his lawyer asked him if he stands by what he said in the deposition video. He says he does. She also asked him if he intended or instructed anyone to harm Miss Carroll after she made public her sexual assault claim, and he said no.
U.S. Senate negotiations on a national security supplemental bill are to continue over the weekend. Republicans want to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats want aid for Ukraine and Israel. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The closer we get to congressional primaries and election day, the harder any big deal becomes. And Senate Republicans who are closely aligned with former President Trump say this is just a non-starter for them, even when they do see this thing on paper.
The U.S. economy grew at a 3.3% pace in the fourth quarter, beating expectations. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 243 points. Now this.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Former Trump official Peter Navarro has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee. Navarro was the second Trump aide convicted of contempt of Congress. Steve Bannon also got 4 months, but is free pending appeal. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, says conditions in Gaza have become hellish and again presses for a pause in the fighting.
70% of the dead are children and women. That alone is enough for a ceasefire.
Judges at the World Court will issue their decision tomorrow on whether to grant South Africa's request to get Israel to stop its war in Gaza. Reporter Lauren Comito at The Hague.
Judges won't be ruling on whether genocide is being committed. That case may be years away. For now, they're just deciding if there is an urgent need to order emergency measures. Although the UN's court's rulings are binding, they have no way to enforce them.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Emotional testimony at the involuntary manslaughter trial for Jennifer Crumbly, the mother of the Michigan teen who killed four students at Oxford High School in 2021. Teacher Molly Darnell was shot in her arm.
And I feel a burn like hot water had stung me.
Crumbly is accused of making a gun available to her son, Ethan, and ignoring warning signs. Assistant Prosecutor Mark Keast.
Jennifer Crumbly didn't pull the trigger that day, but she is responsible for those deaths.
Defense attorneys insist Crumbly and her husband, who goes on trial in March, could not have foreseen the murders. NASA says its Mars helicopter Ingenuity has been badly damaged and can no longer fly. Administrator Bill Nelson says it has been quite an impressive three-year mission for the first self-contained aircraft.
But then it flew farther and higher than we ever thought possible. And what started as a technology demonstration with plans for only up to five flights has now completed a remarkable 72 flights on Mars.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
High insurance costs are good for insurance companies, but not so good for consumers. CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
As Americans face significant increases in home and auto insurance premiums, many insurance companies are enjoying record profits and stock prices. These Florida drivers on higher auto insurance rates.
Definitely noticed a gargantuan spike. It's actually it's unbearable.
You just kind of grin and bear it and keep on going. That's all you can do.
The stock price for some auto insurers is up more than 50% since their low last summer. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A group of more than 4,700 auto dealers in the U.S. have sent the second such letter in 2 months to President Biden, urging him to stop regulators' efforts to require cars to emit less pollution. They call it an electric vehicle mandate. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to finalize its proposed greenhouse gas rules in the coming weeks. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, January 25th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.